Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I'm your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, today is Christmas Eve. It is December 24th, 2011. People, I'm excited to be here with you. It's been an absolutely tremendous year that we've just experienced. We have another week to go in this year of 2011, but I'm so looking forward to 2012. It's always a wonderful time to be here together with you. I'm always excited to be here with you. This is the first live show we've done since November, so I'm excited to be here with you tonight. I have a lot of great things planned for you, just sharing some holiday cheer and also just giving you some insight and some wisdom on how to push forward into 2012. We're going to go into 2012 on fire. We're going to go into 2012 ready to take what's ours. And we're not stealing nothing from anybody. We're going to just take what's ours, and we're going to have fun doing it. We're going to have fun being what we've been called to be. You know, I've been saying this a lot. You may not have heard me say it yet because I haven't been on air in quite some time, but I want to encourage you tonight with this. If you're already dreaming big, then 2012 is the year to dream bigger. If you don't have a dream yet, then now is the time to open your spirit up and receive a new wind of creativity, a new wind of love, a new wind of joy, to receive that Elohim spirit, to just go forward with power and might. Because now is a good time for anybody who's creative, anybody who has any ideas that think outside the box. Now is your time. Your time has come. Your time is now. But people, before we go any further, before I get ahead of myself, because I can feel myself getting really excited, I haven't been here with you in a little while, I submit this experience and I turn this show over to God's Holy Spirit, so that we all get what we came for, and that is a move of His Spirit. People, this is going to be a quick 30-minute show, but it's going to be a really impactful 30-minute show. So sit back, grab a pen, grab a pad, you know, get a nice drink of cocoa, whatever it is you want to drink right now, eggnog, whatever the case may be, and just get ready. I'm going to impart some things on you tonight that I know is going to really get you prepared for 2012. So I'm going to take you to an inspirational song, and then we'll be right back. You are still listening to Creating a Championship Standard of Living with your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. We'll be right back.
Oh, somebody needs to hear that in the midst of your situation, in the midst of your storm, it's your faith. Yes, it's your faith that will help see you through. Work your faith, people. Work your faith.
My brothers and sisters, bring your problems to the altar and leave your burdens there. Though you're troubled,
God is able. All you gotta do is just work your faith. Listen,
friends and neighbors,
doesn't matter
how you falter,
grab a hold of God's
hands.
Oh,
he's a wonder
in my soul.
He never sleeps.
Just work your faith.
Ooh,
Hello, and we're back. That was Work Your Faith by Jay Moss, and you know, I love the songs that he writes and sings because they're so powerful, and they're always in line with what we're talking about around here. I always pick the songs that I know are going to inspire you. This is my Christmas gift to you tonight. You know, I could get a real, quote-unquote, Christmassy show for you, but what I'm doing tonight, I wanted to give you a gift. I want to give you the gift of encouragement tonight. This, holiday seasons are usually a season where, you know, you'll hear a lot about reports of people, you know, committing suicide, people dying, people feeling, you know, dealing with deep depression. I've been a person actually who's battled, holiday depression, seasonal depression myself. So I know firsthand. I'm here tonight to encourage you that no matter what the situation looks like, hold on to your faith that life can be beautiful, that life is beautiful. You know, we say it like this around here, the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. Whatever the life of your dreams looks like, you deserve it. And we're going to continue to empower you to make sure that you get it. And no matter what it looks like, that you get what it is you deserve, what it is you want in life. So without further ado, we're going to move forward into the show. You know, each week I give you a divine intervention or a scripture from the Bible. This is my Christmas present. It's not a real Christmassy type thing. It's more of an encouragement, motivational thing. And I'm going to read to you today from Romans 8, verses 16 through 18. And I want you to really open your spirit up to this. And it says, "The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so, be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And I will repeat that. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so, be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. People, I can say this firsthand because I know that 2011 was one of the craziest years of my life. I've had endured so many different battles this year. There's been times where I cried myself to sleep. There's been times where, be honest with you, sometimes I was like, if I don't wake up, it'll be okay. I'm just being honest with you. And through it all, I keep getting back up because God's purpose inside of me is greater than the situation. God's purpose inside of you is greater than the situation. We are people of purpose. We're not just people taking up space on this earth. We are here to solve problems, and our purpose is constantly being revealed to us. So look at it like this. The things that you're suffering through right now, some things that you may be struggling through right now, if you can just hold on, the other side of what you're going through is the biggest breakthrough that you've ever experienced in life, the biggest, most joyous season of your life is coming. It's ready to be revealed because one has already gone before us who is greater than every situation that we'll ever face. And because he has gone before us and we are now joint heirs with him, everything that he suffered, we suffered. But because we suffer with him together, we're overcomers. So now it's time for us to stand up as we celebrate he who went before us this season for Christmas, as we celebrate the life of Jesus Christ, which, you'll hear a lot of people saying Jesus is the reason for the season. Understand this, that none of us were put here in vain. None of our lives are in vain. None of our lives have come to pass to just be whipping posts or to do anything other than be successful and be prosperous in an effort to make the universe that we've been born into a better place for the next generation that comes after us. Everything that you do, that you've been purposed to do, that you've been intended to do divinely, is the reason why some of the battles you're going through are so intense, because there is a force that does not want you to realize your purpose. There is a force that we go up against every day. It doesn't want you to realize your purpose. Some people call him the enemy. Some people call him the devil, whatever you want to call him. The truth of the matter, there is a force that we're all going up against every single day. But be of good cheer because Jesus has already overcome the world. Everything that we would ever face has already been overcome. We are joint heirs with that same spirit that overcame everything. So now is your time. And I decree this out right now, that this is the season to dream bigger. If you're already dreaming big, then now is your time to dream bigger. 2012 is your time to dream bigger. 12 represents God's government. God is governing this movement. So now it's time to not live from your circumstance, but to live from your imagination. Create the world that you want to live in. Because your present time has come. The glory is being revealed inside of you for you to go forward and be an example for someone else that it's possible that they can overcome the struggles that they've been going through. If you can just make it through this, if you can just hold on, listen to me very carefully. If you can just hold on and dream bigger, dream bigger. If you're dreaming right now, you're not dreaming big enough. If you're already dreaming big, you're not dreaming big enough. It's time to dream bigger. It's time to live out of your imagination. I hear my mentor Les Brown say that a lot, that people should be living from their imagination. You should not be living from what's being handed to you. You have the authority and the power to change your life as you see it. You don't have to take what's handed to you. Now is the time to dream bigger. I encourage everybody out there who can hear my voice right now that if you don't have a plan of action for 2012, that you begin now. Take the next week and create if it's nothing more than a partial plan for how 2012 should look for you. Get started on it now, because guess what? God's glory is being revealed in each and every one of us. And if you can dream it, you can have it. I'll say it to you again. If you can dream it, you can have it. Whatever it is you want, allow your spirit to be open to what it is God has placed you here for. And guess what? Your dreams will start lining up. So then you'll start having more fulfillment, because what you're dreaming is in alignment with your intended purpose. Again, the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. So I want you to continue to hold that in your spirit. So with that said, I'm going to move forward into our presidential wisdom. You know, each week I give you a presidential wisdom or a quote from our 44th president, President Barack Obama. And this week's presidential wisdom is, and this is something, it's a repeat. I'm going to say it again because it's powerful. I think you need to hear it. And the quote is, "We need to internalize this idea of excellence. Not many folks spend a lot of time trying to be excellent." I'll repeat it again. We need to internalize this idea of excellence. Not many folks spend a lot of time trying to be excellent. We need to internalize this idea of excellence. Not many folks spend a lot of time trying to be excellent. And that's this week's presidential wisdom. People, I'm excited. I don't know if you're as excited as I am, but I am very excited right now because I haven't been here with you in quite some time. And, you know, I've been going through some issues myself. Like I said, I understand the struggles that many of you may be facing right now, because I, too, have been battling some things with my family, illness in my family, just a time of trial and transition for me. However, through it all, I know that if we keep moving forward together, we hold each other up in prayer. We hold each other up, you know, thanking God for each and every one of us being an overcomer and coming through the things that we're facing. I think great things will happen. So I ask you to continue to pray for me and pray for my family as I pray for you and pray for your family. I think that great things are happening and great things are in store for all of us. And I'm just ready to see some dynamite things happening for you too, as well as I am for myself. This is our time. Our time has come. Our time is now. You hear me say that a lot because I mean it. Our time has truly come, and our time is truly now. But before you can get to the place of government, there's going to be a place of disorder, disorganization, which is what we're coming through right now. So I encourage you just to hold on, because, like I said, if you're already dreaming, if the season of disorder didn't take your dream from you, and you're still dreaming big, now is the time to dream bigger. And if you don't have a dream, then I just encourage you just to open your spirit up and just receive a fresh wind of creativity, a fresh wind of God's power and his anointing and his glory. That the spirit of Elohim to rebirth the creative spirit inside of you. Because this is a great season that we're walking upon, and I don't want any of you out there to miss it. So on that note, I'm going to take you to a motivational moment, and then we'll be right back. You're still listening to Creating a Championship Standard of Living, and I'm your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you today about forgiveness. forgiveness is a major component, a very vital component to manifesting the life of your dreams. You know, I tell you each and every week, as many times as I can possibly say it, that the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. But unforgiveness will definitely short circuit any hopes for manifestation. Unforgiveness is like a glue. Unforgiveness is a glue that binds together everything that you don't want. I mean, bad health, pain, grief, misery, everything that you don't want, unforgiveness is the glue that binds it together where it can't even be released. Just think about it like this. Every time somebody makes a mistake, every time somebody drops the ball, every time someone does something that they honestly regret, the feeling of, oh my God, what did I just do, can be overwhelming. However, it's at that very moment that you connect with the provision of the provider, the provision of source, the provision of God, when you forgive. Sometimes the person that needs forgiveness is yourself. I know I personally have made a lot of mistakes over the course of my young life. And I thank God for forgiveness, because I have to forgive myself sometimes for some of the things I've done. And instantly, if a person makes a mistake, some people are going to do things maliciously. You can't do anything about that. Some people actually make honest mistakes where they're not intending to hurt you. They just made a mistake, and it just is what it is. But we are such wonderful, wonderfully made creatures where we have the capacity to forgive our fellow man, to extend mercy and extend grace towards someone who really, in the truest sense of the form, didn't know what they did, including yourself sometimes. God forgives us, so it's only fitting that we forgive our fellow man. Take that in consideration as you're moving forward in power and in might of God, that God has placed us here to do some dynamite things, and that we each are going to need forgiveness, each and every one of us. Forgive yourself and forgive each other. As you continue to manifest the life of your dreams, remember that the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. This is Miles Miller saying, don't ever give up, don't ever quit on your dreams.
Hello, we're back. That was a motivational moment from one of our previous times together, and I love sharing those moments. And I encourage you, as you listen to the podcast, download this show, listen to it, send it to a friend. Let me tell you, these shows are geared to inspire you. They're geared to get you going in the right direction. They're geared to get you to the place where you can experience the life of your dreams, which, you know, we say is wonderful and you deserve it. But one thing I'll tell you about this particular motivational moment, the reason why I handpicked it, as we're going into the Christmas season, the holiday season, the New Year season, one of the biggest things you can do to clear your space, to clear your mind, to clear your experience from anything that may have not gone the way you want it to, is forgiveness. You have to be able to forgive your fellow man. You have to be able to forgive yourself of shortcomings and mistakes and insecurities, anything that would have come to short-circuit your greatness, anything that would have come to short-circuit your plan, your assignment, anything that didn't go the way you planned it. You have to be willing to forgive yourself and be willing to forgive others quickly. I've had a lot of things go awry over the course of the last couple months. Some things were my fault. I was to blame for them. Some things were not my fault. But through it all, I've learned that forgiveness is a key to success. If you don't use that key of forgiveness, you will not experience your best life. You will not experience life of your dreams, because the life of your dreams can't come to you if you're holding on to something, whether it be a past failed relationship where you know you may have been a cheating spouse. Let's just call it a spade a spade. Let's be real. You may have been a person, you know, you may have lost your whole family's earnings. You may have put people in a place that they were that they didn't need to be in. It caused them grief and caused them pain, caused them harm. But you have to forgive yourself. And vice versa, somebody may have done it to you. You have to forgive them. There's somebody in my life right now who has irritated me beyond belief. I'll just keep it real with you. But I have to be thankful for the opportunity to forgive another human being for even the things that they may have done to me, to hurt me. And when I have been able to walk in forgiveness, I quickly learn this. Most times the people that have hurt you, they don't even intend to hurt you. They don't even know that they did anything wrong. Many times people don't even know that they hurt you. So sometimes you're holding a grudge against somebody for something that they have no clue of the severity of what has happened. And you have to forgive them quick. You have to forgive yourself quick. Anything or anyone who has caused you any harm or any grief, forgive them. In fact, let me do this right now. I'm going to take you through a forgiveness exercise. We're going to do a forgiveness affirmation. It's right off the top of my head. It's something I do a lot myself because I have harbored some bad things in my spirit sometimes from my mistakes. And let me tell you, it doesn't promote your long-term success. So here we go. Here's what I want you to say. I forgive myself and all parties that have ever caused any grief, any harm, any loss, any failure, any pain, or anything unpleasurable in my experience, in my life, in my world. I forgive myself and all others right now. I thank you for forgiving me right now. And this is just a starter. Just continue to operate in forgiveness. Find out what it is that really is warning you your forgiveness right now. And forgive it. Just forgive it. It could be a debt. Forgive it. It could be somebody has done you wrong. Forgive them. For they knew not what they did. Continue to operate in forgiveness. I'm telling you, this is the key to your success. This is the first key that you're going to turn that's going to unlock your success is forgiveness. You have to walk in forgiveness. You can't hold on to grudges. It just doesn't do you well to operate in the power you're getting ready to operate in and try to hold on to unforgiveness. It just doesn't work. So on that note, I'm going to take you to another motivational moment. Then we'll be right back. Remember, you're still listening to Creating a Championship Standard of Living, and I'm your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. We'll be right back.
So here's the first thing I want you to do. I want you to get not just a small picture, but a huge picture in your mind. Just imagine yourself sitting at in a movie theater, an IMAX movie theater, with a huge screen. And I want you to see the full details of your dream life. Now, I know a lot of people have lived their nightmares, but that day is over. So we're gonna talk about what the ideal life, your ideal living situation, your ideal, standard of living. Should be a championship standard, really. No pun intended. But I want you to visualize yourself and visualize yourself looking at the screen. And on the screen is your ideal life. And it's a majestic life. It's on an IMAX screen. It's one of the biggest screens ever made. I want you to see all the details of your ideal life on that screen. I want you to see the vivid colors. I want you to see, details. I want you to see yourself enjoying life. I want you to see yourself loving life. I want you to see yourself happy. I want you to see yourself blessed. I want you to see yourself doing great things on this major screen. Now, as you see yourself doing this stuff, there are people there with you that you love. You got friends there. You got loved ones. The setting is beautiful. Everybody's having fun. This is an enjoyable time. Now, what I want you to do is to capture the feeling that you feel as you look at this picture. I want you to hold on to it and fully embrace. embrace that feeling. Fully embrace all of those feelings. Because I'm sure by now you're feeling a whole bunch of different things when you look at this screen and you see your life, see your dream life on that screen. Understand that that's your imagination. That's your life. And that's how your life can be if you so choose to. So feel it. Embrace it. What does it feel like to run on a beach with the sun beaming down on your face? What does it feel like to swim in the great blue ocean? What does it feel like? I want you to fully embrace. What does it feel like to come home to your new wife or come home to your new husband in your brand new car that you don't have to, that's debt free, that you don't have to pay another car note on? What does it feel like? I want you to hold on to that feeling. I want you to harness those feelings. Fully embrace those feelings. Fully embrace everything you're feeling. Fully embrace everything you're seeing. Because that's your ideal life.
Hello, we're back. People, I want to thank you for this time we spent together. I got about a minute left on the show. I just want to thank each and every one of you again for tuning in to the show and for just allowing me to share my gift with you today. Each Saturday, each time we come together, I appreciate you. I don't take you for granted. What I want you to do is just close your eyes for a second. And I want you to think about something that you may have seen throughout the week. There are people out there right now who, they don't have family. They don't have loved ones. They don't have a home to go to this holiday season. They don't have anybody that loves them. And I want you to take the time just to think about somebody else. And think about all the things that you are able to enjoy this Christmas season, this holiday season. The fun times you're going to have with your family, the fun times you're going to have, you know, eating and take things that we, simple pleasures we take for granted, even giving gifts to people. What I want you to do is just to continue to be thankful for what it is that you do have, because there's somebody out there right now who doesn't have just those things that we take for granted. I love you. I'm praying for you constantly. This has been Creating a Championship Standard Living. I'm your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller, saying that the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. But not only that, I want you to always remember my motto, my mantra, don't ever give up, don't ever quit on your dreams. God bless you. And remember, 2012 is your year to dream bigger.